support SDGs achievement. The collaboration between MAFLAS and UNDP reflects the synergy between local strengths and international partners. Zakat, infaq, and donation are no longer just short-term social assistance, but have become an impactful long-term financing instrument. The National Zakat Agency Deputy Chairman, Muhammad Mahdum, remarked the statement recently. That was his line from Voice of Indonesia. Media. Born Sundarwati on November 1st, 1947, in Tanjung, South Kalimantan, the multi-talented Titi Puspa later to change her name to Kaidarawati before settling on Sumati, as reported by RE.co.id. Throughout her career, she established herself as a consummate professional, excelling in various entertainment industry fields. Without her parents' knew, Titi Puspa participated in a music festival and ultimately won at RE Central Java Entertainment category of Bintang Radio Competition in 1954, and in 1963, she released her album, Si Hitam Dan Pita. Her exceptional talent earned her the prestigious 10th BASF Award in 1994 for her lifelong dedication to Indonesian music. Her remarkable contributions to Indonesian entertainment were recognized with numerous accolades, including the Indonesian Choice Awards 2018 Lifetime Achievement and the 2018 Anugerah Komisi Penyiaran Indonesia or Indonesian Broadcasting Commission Award Lifetime Dedication. Well, listener, our thoughts and prayers to the legendary actress, singer, and songwriter, Titi Puspa. There's a lot more when we come back, so stay tuned only on Indonesia Today.
Getting to the whale shark includes like a photography or even video with a drone provided by the tourism office nearby? I think people, people there will provide drone photography and videos for visitors, so they have to pay for this tools, so they can go home and bring some memories over with them.
Okay, so they didn't need to bring equipment, just make sure to bring the money and pay the locals, so they can enjoy everything as easy as that. And during this Eagle feature, of course, we talked about Gorontalo. It's not only about whale shark, of course. I believe Gorontalo also has a lot of nice food, especially during Eagle feature. Could you tell us what kind of food that we can find, especially during Eagle feature in Gorontalo?
Yeah, we have, let's say, 8 prime destinations in Gorontalo. And the landscape coming from ecotourism and outdoor tourism and religion and some other interesting sites in Gorontalo. And also we can find some destinations throughout Gorontalo from the western part of Gorontalo in Ogumato Regency, in the city, and you can interact with people, with their culinary, and also handicraft and so on and so forth. So it's one of the interesting in Gorontalo. And one of the other benefits to come to Gorontalo is all destinations is not so far. Just compared with the destination in Java. You can reach the richest, the fastest one is just only 2 to 3 hours, and then the close by is just only 25 minutes, if you want to go to Thais, we have a famous site there, you know, Thais sites, very famous, with Teo Olele and also Bilugin. One of the interesting, factors in Gorontalo, you will find what we call South Underdan. This is a stone, a form like South Under paintings, so it's very rare, and it's very interesting. It's big, and you can find big ones, and you can have photos with the South Underdan down in the deep water.
Okay, so those are the destinations, and we keep getting information that Gorontalo is near to the sea, and we can dive, we can get on a boat, so there will be good seafood then.
Sure, of course, we have fresh seafood here in Gorontalo. That's compared to Jakarta seafood, it's very fresh in Gorontalo, and you can cook, and you can order the cook, the various menus.
Okay, and in these menus, what kind of traditional foods that we need to try that is originally coming from Gorontalo?
I recommend what we call woku, just like curry pieces, and then we can have lobster, shrimps, and lots of local fish, very small fishes, we call it nike. This is very unique, and you can find anywhere in Indonesia.
Okay, so everything is available in Gorontalo, and for if you go back about the Eagle feature, for foreigners, is it a good time for them to come during the Eagle feature season, or do they need to wait until the Eagle feature season passes?
I think there's no problem at all if they visit Gorontalo during the holiday, because the destination is still open, there's no problem at all, and also they can enjoy cultural attraction during the holiday, and also they can visit some attraction like after 7 days, either at Fitter, we call it horse racing and bull racing in the district of Gorontalo. And it is quite interesting for people to come to Gorontalo because, most people surround Gorontalo come and gather in this site to see the attraction. So the visitors coming from outside Gorontalo can enjoy horse racing and bull racing.
So Gorontalo is not only about relaxing with the whale shark, but if you are looking for adrenaline, you can find the horse race and the boat race. All is available in Gorontalo, not only during Eid, but also during all other good times. Okay, thank you very much for sharing with us about the vibes of not only Eagle feature, but also tourism in Gorontalo. And I really wish to go to Gorontalo if I got the time and enjoy all that thing. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay, listener, that is the head of the tourism office of Gorontalo, Pak Arianto Hussein. We heard a lot of good stories, and I believe that you should not miss the time to go to Gorontalo and enjoy all the beautiful stuff from Gorontalo. And listener, you can listen to this VOI talk again on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. The overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: People on People, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisaran, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Traditional musical instrument which has been rooted in people's lives. The musical instrument, which is made of bamboo, used to be means of communication in socially, especially people in villages. It was used to make people gather in harvest season or make them gather to spend time before sleep. However, time has changed the function of polo-palo.
Now, Polo Polo has been modified into musical instrument that accompanies songs and sounds enjoyable. Not only in Gorontalo, artists keep trying to introduce Polo Polo musical instrument overseas.
I know the musical instrument in elementary school. I just know it a little bit.
There was Fera, a 16-year-old student, when asked about Gorontalo traditional musical instrument, Polo Polo. Until now, she even hasn't watched performance of the musical instrument made of bamboo. Unlike Fera, Iwan, a 40-year-old man, has seen Polo Polo contest besides at school.
Yes, I have seen it when I was in junior high school. I eventually in a competition, like from 5 kilometers.
The one who could play it loudly, that's the winner. Long time ago, Polo Polo functioned as a means of communication among villagers in Gorontalo. Nina from Gorontalo Province of Education and Culture Studies, who is also responsible for Gorontalo Innovasi Art Studio, explained.
The sound used to be like a symbol. It symbolized gathering among farmers. Let's say, in harvest season, youth got excited, inviting friends together on the mountain. Bang, bang, bang. They answered over there. Bang, bang, bang. Oh, it means they wanted to go down. Just like that.
When it comes to the sound of the musical instrument, Arthur Galwanta, artist and composer in Gorontalo Innovasi, made an explanation.
Actually, it doesn't mean it doesn't have tone, but it is not organized. What important is that it sounds loud. When it comes to sound, it's not all about sound, but loudness. That's how competition in village work. The loudest is the winner.
Gaffes, 26-year-old youth, who in the past few years has been active in Gorontalo Innovasi, a culture art studio which is managed by Gorontalo Provincial Government. He just plays Polo Polo in art studio or competition, not at home like Gorontalo people did in the past.
No, if I play it at home, people will think that I am crazy. Many people are not concerned about it. Few people still show care to it.
Seeing the condition, Gorontalo Provincial Education and Culture Service, supported by artists, tries to introduce this instrument to people. This was explained by Nina.
Yes, Polo Polo music. We try to hold traditional music festival to get and preserve this instrument because it is where we use for events. So in Gorontalo, I often make Polo Polo festival to preserve it and introduce it to children that we have a special traditional musical instrument to conserve.
In addition, Polo Polo musical instrument is developed as Nina Review.
We just modify it to make young generation interested. It just sounds bang, bang, bang. No tone. Now we make it more rhythmic.
Development of Polo Polo musical instrument is a question progress, as Gaffes said. This musical instrument has been modified with tone. It has been developed. It used to have one tone only. So, what encouraged Gorontalo artist Arthur Galwanta to develop Polo Polo musical instrument?
Because of its uniqueness that we already find in other regions, so this is just in Gorontalo. It is made of bamboo with particular making.
It is hard to make it that makes Polo Polo produce different sound.
There are two kinds of Polo Polo. This is Polo Polo, but this one is Tongobi, which has hole that it is split to produce a louder sound. I open it, I close it. So this is the uniqueness.
Although it is simple, it is not that easy to produce a good sound quality of Polo Polo. Nina from Gorontalo Education and Culture Service said.
We cannot take random bamboo, it needs procession. It should be the long one. It needs requirements to make it durable. Like this one, it's been a year, and it is half broken. By someone that once I did it, the bamboo broke. So it gets special treatment by choosing certain bamboos that produce perfect tone.
The struggle of tourists to introduce and preserve Polo Polo musical instrument in order not to be limited in Gorontalo only, as stated by Mina.
We proved it in 2007 on Asian Choir Festival. The song that we performed is entitled Polo Polo, and we got bronze in 16 countries. I played Polo Polo at the time. I did it.
The uniqueness of the musical instrument made of bamboo even attracted foreigners like Gabriel Stenet.
When we performed in Austria, some people asked for Polo Polo. We gave it to each judge.
How is the preservation of the bamboo musical instrument in the future? Arthur Galwanta
stated. As a tradition, this musical instrument needs to be promoted because it is light indeed, but it needs to be arranged musically. Therefore, we as a part of the art studio of the provincial government are responsible to make it popular.
Polo Polo is now getting popular among foreigners. However, preservation and introduction of this musical instrument should be done to survive in the developing era.
I need more than words, show me
of Indonesia Today.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRI.
Travel destination and more. Very wonderful.